Welcome to Brewing Faith. We've got a office full today. Lots of kids working really hard. Who do we have in studio this afternoon? Say your name really loud.
Kira.
Kira's here.
Josie. Nehemiah.
Nehemiah. And Noah is here. And is Felicity here?
Say hi.
Felicity is here, and Brother Garrett is here. Amen. We're going to look at the book of Psalms today, and since we got so many students in here, we're going to read out of the book of... Kira, why don't you get Psalm 93? Josie, you get Psalm 97, and Mariah, you get Psalm 99. Psalm 93, Psalm 97, and Psalm 99. So, who had the best lunch today? What'd you have for lunch, Mariah?
Nothing.
Hot Pocket?
Fruit Smiles, Hot Pocket, Dr. Pepper.
How did I know you had a Hot Pocket and a Dr. Pepper? Wow. The lunch of champions. Anybody learn anything good in school today?
No.
Felicity said no. You didn't go to school today, Felicity. I know I got to do one of Kira's math problems today. Was it right? Did I get it right?
I forgot a zero.
I forgot a zero? Yeah. Oh, that's unimportant, isn't it? Okay, we are going to talk today about holiness. The title today is holiness, and I was reading these psalms here, and was interesting, three of these psalms here, very close together, all mention holiness. They all mention holiness. Kira, read real loud Psalm 93 and verse number 5.
Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Okay, so he says, thy testimonies are very sure. And then he says, holiness, holiness becometh thine house, O Lord. For how long? For a little while? Forever, Nehemiah. It says, forever. And so, Kira, somewhat the scripture that you read here, you can look at it as a twofold admonishment, promise from God that holiness becometh thine house, O Lord. We can look at that and say that he wants his house to be sacred, the temple of God, the church. He wants that to be holy. But he also, what is the temple? What is the temple of the Lord today? What is it? Our bodies. We are the temple. So not only does he want the house of God to be holy and sacred. It's a twofold promise here from God that my house will be holy, my temple will be holy, and that we are a people to live holy unto God. Amen. What a great verse. But also and there's a colon there. Psalm 93 and 5 says, thy testimonies are, doesn't say just that they're sure, Josie. It says they're very sure. Thy testimonies are very sure, and holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And then I want to look at Psalm 97. And it's interesting. We're going to look at the last verse of three of these chapters, Psalm 93, Psalm 97, and Psalm 99. And all three of these last verses of these chapters have a theme, Mariah. Josie, read real loud the last verse of Psalm 97.
Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks to the remembrance of his holiness.
And give remembrance. So give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. So I look at this as that we don't want to ever forget. So he said, remember. He said, okay, what Kira read is, what did she read? Psalm 93 about the house is holy. We are holy. The house of God is holy. But then he says in the last verse in Psalm 97, don't ever forget. Don't ever forget he's a deliverer, and the remembrance, give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Because sometimes people get unholy and they get away from the holiness of God. He says, don't ever forget. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And then Psalm chapter 99. Psalm 99, Mariah, read real loud verse number 9, the last verse of Psalm 99.
Exalt the Lord. Exalt the Lord, our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
So these three chapters, the last verse mentions some aspect of being holy. In this verse, what Mariah read in chapter 99 of Psalms, and the last verse is, for the Lord our God is holy. Don't ever forget that God is holy. He is holy. I want to be holy like God is holy because he is a holy God. And just looking at this, I want to go through some. We looked at these three chapters here, and each one of these chapters, 93, 97, and 99, all end with the thought of holiness. And there's five aspects here that we can look at. Holiness becomes our house. We give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Chapter 99 in verse number 3. Says that his name is holy. And then we read the last verse that Mariah read. We talk about he is holy. But chapter 99, verse 5, chapter 99, verse 9 says that he is holy. And we can refer back to that God is a deliverer in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11. Again, he says he is holy.
There's a theme we see in these three chapters. And then I'll close with this verse in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 14. Can somebody find Hebrews chapter 12? First one to find it gets candy bar. I got an Almond Joy right here. Hebrews 12 and 14. First one to find it gets... we had a tie, it sounds like.
I got it first.
Oh, you think you got it first, huh?
Yeah, I was there.
You guys will have to share an Almond Joy.
I know, and I went like that.
Okay, Mariah read last time. I'm going to have Kira read this time. Hebrews 12 and 14, real loud.
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Follow peace with all men, and then it says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. God wants us to be holy. He says, I'm holy. I want your house to be holy. I want the house of God to be holy. I want you to be holy. He says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I wanted to look at these three chapters today about he's holy and he wants to have a holy people. Any of you students have anything to add today?
No.
Thank you for reading today.
Jesus is good.
Jesus is good, Mariah says. Did anybody get 100% on a test today?
No.
I didn't get a 65 on my literature.
You did not get a 65? Oh, wow. Well,
I got 100 on my social studies.
You got 100 on your social studies.
I got 100 on my social studies.
That's cool. Well, God bless you all. We'll have, Lord willing, we'll have students tomorrow reading to us and maybe some more 100% tomorrow at 1:30. We'll see you all. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today.